Katina Beard, heads up the wonderful Matthew Walker Comprehensive Health Center. And good morning, Katina. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. You sound like you are on top of it all as usual.
Well, I do my best. I have to tell myself 2 hours in advance, wake up, Sharon. Wake up, Sharon. Wake up. Wake up. You sound pretty perky yourself.
Well, I've been up for a little bit. I'm not a coffee drinker, but I have had my, I'm on my first call. Cup of hot black tea for the day, and so I'm getting there.
Okay, well, that's whatever it is, you have it and it works. That's all I know, because tea is just as good. Now, you all have so many, you're busy around the clock anyway at Matthew Walker, but I know that this coming up season is important for you all in healthcare for so many reasons. You want to tell the audience what is happening, and also, could you please, Katina, give us some updates on some of the service delivery and things that you're doing over there recently, please?
Sure, sure. So this week, starting yesterday, actually, not today, it is August 7th, starting today, we begin the celebration of National Health Center Week, which is the celebration across the nation to honor the work of federally qualified health centers that serve in all 50 states. And Matthew Walker being the very first founded federally qualified health center in Tennessee, of course, we are celebrating this week also. And the theme for the week nationally is community health centers, the chemistry for strong communities. And so we have a week of events that are tailored to meet the needs of our community. And so in Clarksville, tomorrow is Healthcare for the Homeless Day, and so in Clarksville, we will be partnering with Loaves and Fishes to provide healthcare for the homeless community there. Loaves and Fishes is one of our partners, and they provide food and clothing for the Clarksville homeless community. So we will be taking our mobile unit there and providing healthcare services for that group tomorrow. And then Wednesday, we will be having our Patient Appreciation Day. And so at National, if you come in, you'll see a big display of popcorn because we want you to know what's popping at Matthew Walker. And so thanks to our staff person, Angela Jones, and her creativity, we will have a display of popcorn, and we will be handing out little bags of popcorn to our patients. But we'll also be doing food demonstrations with our registered dietitian, Emily Germer, and some other educational activities at the National Clinic on Wednesday. Thursday is Stakeholders Day, and so I don't want to reveal too many things, but I think we'll be giving out some special acknowledgments to our board and some of our community partners that day. And Friday, our staff is the Staff Appreciation Day, and our staff and our board will be taking part in the sound spin Friday evening, along with a food buffet and things of that nature at the First Horizon Stadium. And then Saturday, we are partnering with our very own partner, Representative Harold Love Jr., in the Love Healthy Start Festival at Hatley Park. It's Children's Health Day, and so we will be there providing services. And then we are also planning to attend the Lead Academy event Saturday to promote sports physicals for their students. And so Matthew Walker will be out and about in Nashville and other communities celebrating National Health Center Week, and we appreciate our communities and the work they allow us to do in trusting us with the health of our community. So we are staying busy. It is back to school season. We want to make sure that our students, our kids, are ready to return to school. So we're encouraging parents to come in and get their school physicals, get their sports physicals, and please get your immunization before the school tells you you can't come back, because then it's just the whole thing, right? You can't go back to school. You got to hurry up and try to find a doctor.
Right.
So we are asking our parents to be proactive in getting their kids their physicals and their immunizations this year. We are continuing to stand ready against COVID, you know, we are continuing to do vaccines and boosters.
Okay.
I know monkeypox is on everyone's lips, and so we are educating ourselves around what to look for. And for individuals that are interested in the vaccine, we are referring them to the mental health department for that vaccine. We have not seen, as far as I know, any diagnosis of monkeypox in our clinic, but we are, I've seen and I know that our providers are educating themselves and reading and staying in touch with the latest information around that work. And so the last thing I do want to talk about is that we have been named last year a Neighborhood Builder Award winner from Bank of America in our efforts to promote workforce growth and improvement in North Nashville. And so we have a program that we are going to be getting off the ground here pretty soon to train individuals in North Nashville in healthcare careers. We train hundreds of people a year. It's doctors, it's dentists, it's nurse practitioners, but we don't have anything in place or have not had anything in place to help train individuals in frontline employment. That means patient registration, electronic health records, call center. So once they get started, before you can even get to the doctor, which is just as important. So we have a program where we'll be training individuals in that work. It's a paid position, so we're not asking you to give your time to learn something. We're going to pay you to learn that skill, and we have partners like the Urban League that are going to come alongside us and help people build their resumes to be able to go out and get careers in healthcare and be able to grow in this industry that's here to stay. Healthcare is not one of those things that's going to go away ever. People will always need healthcare in some form, and unfortunately, there will always be those that will need it more than others and will not be able to afford it like others. And so Matthew Walker Health Center will be walking into 55 years of service next year. And so we are excited to be able to diversify our offerings around our community and not just providing health care, but helping our community to achieve other goals, including education and career growth.
Well, you all are so busy, huh? That's why I said, oh, they got the community news. They got the news. Y'all got a week's worth. You got the news for sure.
We do.
Well, let me ask you, Katina, that I heard you mention the COVID vaccines and the boosters. Are children going over there, parents taking children to get, you know, their COVID vaccine?
Yeah, we see it more in the older children, you know, those 11 to kind of 18-year-olds. We don't see it as much in the 6 and under. And so we and that's immunizations all around. Our younger kids are lagging behind in immunizations. And so we are really working to make sure that our parents understand and have the right knowledge. You know, there's a lot of information out there that they're influencing people's health decisions. And we need to be able to provide the truth and give people comfort in that effort. And so we work at that daily with our parents, especially our younger parents. And so we don't see as many of our young kids getting the COVID, but our 11 to 18-year-olds, they are. And it's mostly because, you know, those kids are able to inform their parents. Right, they can start to speak up and advocate for themselves in their own health decisions. And, you know, we always have to be reminded that it's the kids that made adults start to wear seatbelts, because they were the ones that were educated about the importance of wearing a seatbelt.
Right.
And so it's that age group now that can speak for themselves and say what they want.
That's good. Because sometimes they have more logic than their parents. I hate to say that, but y'all know it's true. Because they want to protect their own selves. And so with the vaccine immunizations, is that for Pfizer and Johnson? Is that for all of them or just one in particular?
So we have Pfizer for the children and we have Moderna for adults.
Okay, and same
we
for...
We don't have Johnson & Johnson anymore.
Okay, so do you need an appointment to do that, and like for the boosters as well?
We do not. You can walk in to our clinic, any of our clinics, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Because we close at 5, so we want to make sure we get you in and, you know, get it all taken care of. And then on Fridays, you can walk in from 8 to 12.
Oh, wow.
We close at 12. Yeah, we've been closing at 12 on Fridays pretty much since the start of the pandemic, to give our staff time to, you know, clean some areas and to really just have a little bit more time for themselves. You know, we've really had to really get in on that self-care piece for our staff, because it's hard. It's righteous work. I tell people the work that we do is righteous work, but it's hard work.
It is.
And so we want to make sure that our staff have time to take care of themselves.
Well, that's why, I appreciate every time I reach over there to you. You've just been just absolutely wonderful, and just giving us all the information and making sure the community gets it. And for parents that don't have a appointment yet, can I hold you over this break, because I got a couple more questions for you? Okay, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's take the break, and then I'm a puller, because I'm how I ask questions, y'all. That's what I do. That's why this show is called What's the 411. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
Sharon Kay. Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
For the next Jazz Night in America, live music is back. We take you there to the picturesque town of Cape May for the Exit Zero Jazz Festival. On the menu, a piano prodigy, Matthew Whitaker, some sass from singer Gabrielle Cavassa, and bring your dancing shoes for Pedrito Martinez. I'm Christian McBride. Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Support comes from the Scrimmerhorn Symphony Center, presenting the Robert Cray Band live on stage at the Scrimmerhorn Symphony Center. For four decades, Robert Cray has presented a sound that rises from American roots, blues, soul, and R&B. The Robert Cray Band with special guest Jeff LeBlanc on Tuesday, August 16th. For info and tickets at NashvilleSymphony.org.
This man.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Now, we're getting our news directly from the community from our nearby Matthew Walker Comprehensive Health Center. And I give you all the wave when I drive by all the time, because I know that you all are doing great work over there. And Katina Beard is the Chief Executive Officer. You know, I never did ask you, may I call you by your first name?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. Because, you know, I like to be respectful. having said that, now you were had given us on the front end the information about Health Center Week, and you happen to mention the physicals that the children need for school. Is there an appointment needed? Is that a walk-in? Because they're out of time, for sure.
Yeah, no. They can walk in. Dr. Williams, our pediatrician, our chief medical officer, has prioritized getting kids in for their physicals and their immunizations. And so you know, we've been, Dr. Williams has been doing this now for 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. And so she knows that we will have individuals, for whatever reason, could not make it before the time drew nigh on them. And so she has prepared her team of providers and the schedule to allow for walk-ins. And so we can absolutely take them.
Now, during this week, you all have the activities out in the community and your outreach all week long during this National Health Center Week. However, as seeing the national statistics, I, number one, didn't realize there were 11,000 health centers across the United States, and you all serve over across the U.S., 30 million people. That is quite a percentage of the population that the community health centers serve. I had not even realized that it was that far and wide across the U.S. How does Matthew Walker fit into that number?
Sure. So Matthew Walker serves about 18,000 patients a year, and so we're not the largest, but we're not the smallest. And so we are considered a mid-sized health center, serving about 18,000 patients with about 130 staff. And so we contribute to the 200 health center locations in the state of Tennessee, in the 200,000 lives that we take care of.
Okay. That's pretty substantial. Has there ever been a conversation? I know you all have the Clarksville. Had you all ever had a discussion about another portion of Davidson County having? I know I might be just asking for too much.
You know, I will say this, to be respectful, we are not the only community health center serving Nashville. And so there are two others, Neighborhood Health and then our friends over at Connect Us Health. And so there are actually two other federally qualified health centers that's serving Nashville. They're and they've been here I think 30 plus years one and maybe about 20 years another. And so we're just you know, we're the North Nashville baby. And so everyone, and we've been here 50 like I said, walking into 55 years next year. We have a very, not that they don't have a rich legacy, but you know, of course,
yes,
you know, we believe that our legacy is very strong. And our foundation is very strong. And so we're not the only health center. So and there are other clinics here also, our charitable care friends, Faith Family and Siloam. And so Nashville has a very strong safety net of healthcare providers that are working to, you know, handle the four corners of Davidson County, if you will, to make sure that our community is covered with affordable and accessible health care for everyone. And so we are taking care of individuals that are not U.S. native, that speak a second language, who are homeless, who are, of course, uninsured. Mm-hmm. And so we are running the spectrum of making sure that our community is covered with health care.
Okay. Now, you know, I'm just being biased, okay?
We appreciate our partners that see us in that light. We do. We really do. We really do.
I love them, too. But, you know, I'm just saying. Having said that, you all, don't you still have the dental clinic there, too?
Oh, absolutely we do. We have our dental clinic that's led by Dr. Ross, who's our dental director, and that's a team of four dentists. But we also have our six dental residents, because we continue to have our partnership with the University of Tennessee and Ascension to fund that program. And so we just got a new cohort of six dental residents. We have 25 dental chairs, and so we are definitely still in the dental business.
Okay, good. Because I know one time you all, I mean, several times I have used your services over the years. And so, you know, I'm pro you. Because I've been there and done that. Because there were times when I didn't have insurance, or there was times when my money was funny. And real funny. And my insurance was, you know, this and that. But, I mean, you all were just there. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I do. So.
Yeah. And those are the comments and the commentary that we really like to hear on more than one occasion. I hear people say that Matthew Walker saved my life, you know, and that if it weren't for Matthew Walker, you know, I would not have been able to do this, that, and the other. And so we, you know, we thank God that we have been able to be this do this work and be this type of partner to Nashville and our other communities. And so, yes, we are still in the dental business. We still have our pharmacy. We have a nutrition program. We have a mammography program. We are anticipating any day now our 3D mammography machine to be delivered. And so we are excited about that and being able to up our mammography game in that space. And we are continuing to be a partner with the Tennessee Breast Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program, which means that women who qualify, who are uninsured, near a certain age, to receive their mammogram for free and their cervical cancer or their pap smear for free. And so we are reaching out to our patients that have been to us and that haven't been to us, actually, over the last couple of years to make sure they know about that so that no one goes without those important cancer screenings.
They're
free. They can
be free. And see, that's my first mammogram in so many years was, I heard somebody from your facility, I think, on the show years ago, and said to me off air, Sharon, if you need one, just go over there. Because you hadn't had one in such and such a year. And so, you know, you all had multiple times, I have. So that's why I can testify that I'm grateful for your service delivery. And I didn't live in this neighborhood or work over here yet. I was living across town, working at Music Row. And I, you know, y'all just took such good care of me. I appreciate that.
Good. Yeah, no, we're not just there for North Nashville. We are there for all of Nashville. And so we have people that come to us from all over the city and actually the state, because resources are tight and people need to get health care where they can get it. And, you know, as family members are taking care of people and they say, come on, I'm going to take you to where my doctor is.
Yeah.
And especially now as a community of African-Americans looking for African-American physicians and practitioners, we have those. And so we have African-American OB-GYN doctors and nurse practitioners. We have African-American behavioral health staff and pharmacists. And so we are engaging in that work to make sure that our community sees it's representation, but we do that in each of our communities. And so where we have a large Latino population, we have staff there that will make that population and that community feel comfortable. And so we are working in that space to make sure that we are being equitable and inclusive in our delivery of health care.
Well, I'm grateful. And, Katina, I want to, now I know you're going to be like, why she asked me this on the air? The Radiothon is coming in October. And, I'm going to be checking your schedule.
I was on there last year. I don't know if you remember.
That's why I'm asking.
I was on the phone.
I want you to come in person this time. I want you to come in person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the most
what's
definitely.
What's the date?
It's the first weekend in October, October 7th through the 9th. And Friday or Saturday is the days that I'll be getting with you all. Because I looked at the calendar, I'm like, holy smokes, I got to start scheduling these people.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do it because, you know, that's the issue. I'm coming weekend.
All right. So I took care of that business. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Because I need all my community people to, give all this wonderful information. Because that's why a lot of people tune in, because they don't know, number one, who's going to be on and what they're going to say. And they're going to share a lot of information.
Yeah.
So they know that that's going to be the weekend of nonstop. And so I'm grateful. I am really grateful. And give the audience your number and website and all so they can check out the service delivery at Matthew Walker.
Sure, sure. So it is www.mwchc.org is our website. We are revamping and upgrading our website, so be patient with us in that space. You can call us at 615-327-9400 if you have questions. But I also offer people to just stop by and see us at 1035 14th Avenue North, right on the corner of 14th and Jefferson Street. You can walk in any day and ask for a tour, ask for an appointment, or just probably run into somebody you know and just catch up with somebody you haven't seen in a while. So we encourage all of that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and I wish you all the very best, and I deeply appreciate your service delivery.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak and give the people the 411 about Matthew Walker.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I said, I'm on it, neighborhood. I'm on it, okay? I just want y'all to know. Anyway, Katina, have a gloriously blessed day, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye.